go to your calls right away. Let's go to Rob in Milpitas. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeff. I'm calling about something you said on Tuesday, which was we need to do small things, small scale things at scale.
There you go.
I agree. I have an example called personal rapid transit or pod cars.
Great.
You can see it at the website milpitasprt.com.
Yep.
Now, how it works is that the pod cars, which look like big toasters and hold about four people, run around on elevated guideways, so they are not slowed down by congestion and traffic signals.
Interesting.
They also roll past any pod car stops along the way to their destination, because all pod car stops are off the main line, like gas stations are off a freeway. Now, here in Milpitas, Loopworks is seeking $60 million for a demonstration project that will serve a congested area in about 10% of the city. Because pod cars run in networks, Loopworks can add on to the system incrementally over time to serve more destinations and as money becomes available. The other thing about PRT is that it costs so much less than traditional mass transit. There's no need for huge subsidies from the federal government, which is really becoming an issue here in California. Now, any community that really wants to start their own network, use the Loopworks design. It's an open source design, and it's on the website.
I'm looking at it now.
PRT.com. So, would you agree that starting PRT systems across the country qualifies as doing small-scale things at scale?
What I'm looking at right now, how much is it something that can operate on regular streets, or you build, what I'm seeing the picture on, it's like you build a somewhat small-scale, sort of elevated elevated rail. Is that the deal?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it is, I don't mean to pull a Trump move, it is the first time I've heard about it. So I'm going to look at it, but it certainly sounds interesting, and it's Anything Goes Friday. I'm really glad this went. I'm going to check it out.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I do want to say something about the small scale at scale, and maybe even I'll have a chance to have looked into PRT by then. Yeah, actually, this looks kind of brilliant. Let me say a couple things about PRT stuff. We know that elevated trains, we know that the monorail in Seattle, in terms of efficiency, in terms of cost, was actually a pretty smart move. Getting enough investment in it, getting it to have enough routes, and getting it to have enough ridership proved to be a challenge. And it sort of seemed futuristic and weird. But the nice thing about building up above is you don't have to mess with the streets and the sidewalks down below. And you don't have to worry about people getting hit by a train. So there's, and it's cheaper than a subway, because subway have to do all that digging, right? So that's an advantage. And a nice thing about this, because of these little things, they do look a lot cheaper, which means, it looked a lot smaller, which not only means cheaper, but it also means that that elevated rail is got to be much cheaper to build, because it doesn't have to carry so much crazy weight. I'm going to say my first blush on this is that it's brilliant. So I did have a little bit of a chance to look into the personal rapid transit demonstration project in Milpitas, and I'm not in a position to evaluate the whole deal to be sure. But I will tell you at first blush, there's a few things about it that I really, really like, and I'll say again to some people. The first is that we know from the monorail project in Seattle that monorail has big advantages over light rail and big advantages over subways. Subways are expensive to build. They are hard. They're a wonderful thing to have built. Labor costs aren't as cheap as they were 100 years ago, which is as cheap as they were 80 years ago. And getting that much digging done, and then those big cars and all that infrastructure is a hard thing to do. On the streets, light rail, it's pretty cool. It's better than a lot of fossil fuel automobiles, but it is. It's also not super cheap. You do get to use, it's like the rail costs aren't as exorbitant, but getting enough stops is tricky. Getting enough routes is tricky, and they don't go super fast. It's good. But there's downsides. The nice thing about the monorail system is by being above ground, you don't have to interrupt traffic flows. You don't have to worry about trains or even buses or anything else running into people. It can be pedestrian friendly. There are a lot of advantages. And building above ground on some posts is much cheaper than building below ground by digging. The challenge monorail has had, I'm not the expert at it, but the challenge monorail has had, as I've said, is getting enough ridership, having enough stops, and building enough of it. And they're pretty big, and it does, and because it's pretty big, it does cast sort of a bigger shadow, right? So it's like, do you really want the monorail going by your business? Maybe, maybe not, if what you're trying to do is getting traffic on the street, and by getting foot traffic on the sidewalk, excuse me. So, but what, by looking at this, because they do it small, and you don't see the picture here, but the picture is, imagine like the monorail in Seattle, but instead of a big posts with a big rail, with a big train, it's like little posts with little rail and little pod cars. And not only does that look, at first blush, much cheaper to build, but also has a much smaller footprint. Also means the pod cars themselves are cheaper to build, and therefore seems a lot more pedestrian friendly. You could probably get it to more places. It's really interesting. So thanks for bringing it up. I